Okay, welcome back. Lots happening in the war theater, the economic theater, and the sociological theater. All theaters of the macabre nowadays. Mitchell Henderson is back with us this hour, as he is each week. Hello, Mitch. Welcome back. How was your research this week? Rewarding?
Hello?
Disappointing?
It was rewarding.
Discouraging?
Yes.
All right.
It's always rewarding.
I like that.
So, tonight, I'm going to talk about The Empire of Lies, Part 2. And let me just remind everybody, what The Empire of Lies is the rest of the world calls the United States, Canada, the European Union, Australia, yeah, and New Zealand are all included in the Empire of Lies, okay? So the last time we covered the official lies concerning the medical industry scam and the false narrative that the United States has the best military in the world. Our lives are permeated with false narratives. This is because politicians and academics actually brainstorm to create and develop false narratives to be used to create the desired consciousness in the population. For example, the pedophile Marxist regime asserts that LGBT plus is normal. They take advantage of our ignorance. You see, the word normal just means what most people do. It is a quantitative measure, not a qualitative measure. The word normal has no moral judgment. It just is a measure of what most people do. Polls going back to the 1950s say that LGBT plus population was 3 to 5%, and current polls say it's about 10%. For LGBT plus to be normal, they would have to be 50% more or more of the population. This is why they have library, kindergarten, drag queen story hour, and why they're teaching your kids about, oh, you can choose your gender in school. They're trying to confuse them to get up to this that 50% of LGBT. Okay.
Is 50% their target, 50? They're trying to confuse 50% of the people?
Yeah, well, normal is 50%. If 50% of the people do it, it's considered normal.
We are looking at the destruction of organized civilization. There's no other way to look at it. This is what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
The orchestrated, intentionally implemented, agendaized end of civilization that we knew it. It's the end. And these younger people don't have any recollection of what you and I did when we were kids. That doesn't even exist.
No.
Never existed. It's fiction. They
like,
don't believe it.
Man.
They could probably be told it never happened and they'd believe it.
Which gets us to my next part, which is the false narrative of critical race theory. Okay, the false narrative of critical race theory is that it accomplishes what it is supposed to eradicate, racial stereotyping. It claims that white people stole the land of the Native Americans, stole half of Mexico, and treated the non-white population as colonial subjects. If you replace the word Democratic Party for white, it is all true, okay? The first Democrat, Andrew Jackson, did ethnic cleansing by the Indian Removal Act that moved the Native Americans to west of the Mississippi, the Trail of Tears and all that. Then Democrat President James K. Polk took half of Mexican territory away from them in the Mexican War of 1848. In 1860, Democrat President James Buchanan signed the Homestead Act, which gave the Indians of the Great Plains land away to settlers. To be fair, people of all races settled on those lands, not just white people. Next came the Democrats' refusal to abolish slavery, starting the Civil War and costing 600,000 white men their lives to free 4 million black slaves. It is not the death of 600,000 white men reparations enough for the freedom of 4 million people. White people abolished slavery, not black people, and certainly not Democrats. After the Democrats lost on the slavery issue, they created Jim Crow laws to oppress black people. However, I grew up in the Jim Crow South, and I can assure you that Jim Crow laws apply to all people, not just black people. White men were arrested for vagrancy and farmed out for labor, just like black men were. In 1914, Democrat Woodrow Wilson became president and segregated federal workers by race. Instead of the customary black ambassadors for Haiti and Liberia, he appointed white ambassadors. Even Obama appointed white ambassadors to Haiti and Liberia. It's just what Democrats do. And the pedophile Marxist Biden regime's ambassador to Haiti is Kenneth Merton, a white, and the regime's ambassador to Liberia is Michael McCarthy, a white. Obama's ambassador to Liberia was Deborah Ruth Malak, a white woman. Democrat President Woodrow Wilson also started the creation of the Liberal World Order that now curses our lives and livelihoods, that now will bring us to maybe extermination. Democrats opposed the vote for women in 1920 and opposed the vote for Native Americans in 1924. Democrat dictator Franklin D. Roosevelt was president for life, being elected four times. He died in office. Just as Democrat Wilson campaigned on keeping us out of World War I, he found excuses and absurd false flags like the Zimmerman telegram to get us into the war. Let me just briefly describe the Zimmerman telegram. It was an intercepted telegram from Germany to Mexico saying, hey, Mexico, why don't you invade the United States and take your land back? Well, it's absurd and it's ridiculous. It was a false flag. It was created, okay, as a reason to go to war. Democrat Roosevelt also campaigned on keeping us out of World War II, but then goaded Japan into attacking us at Pearl Harbor by cutting off fuel and iron supplies to Japan because they sanctioned Japan for invading China and Dutch, British, and French colonies in Asia. Democrat Roosevelt also was instrumental in setting up the United Nations and the Bretton Woods financial system, which is causing so much pain now. Since the U.S. created the Bretton Woods, which created the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund that disrupts trade, creates famine, and instigates wars without end. It is the same system that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime used to impose sanctions that led to World War III beginning on February 24th of this year. Democrat President Lyndon Johnson passed the Hart-Sellers Act that created the Great Replacement by restricting white immigration to the USA and encouraged people of color and Muslims to immigrate to America. The Sarnoff brothers of the Boston Marathon bombing were beneficiaries specifically of the Hart-Sellers Great Replacement Act. It was Biden and Clinton that passed the 1994 Criminal Justice Reform Act that sent an entire generation of black men to prison for life for drug offenses. The havoc and lawlessness in the black community can be traced directly to this bill that Clinton and Biden pushed into law that destroyed the black family. In summary, if you are a Democrat, you are in fact a white supremacist and an overt racist. Antifa and BLM spent the summer of 2020 destroying the monuments to Democratic Party perfidy. Every monument they tore down was to a Democrat. Okay, they were trying to erase the history of the evils of the Democratic Party perpetrated on people of color. This is Stalinism. The party dictates what happened in the past.
Got it.
So let me move on to the false narrative of climate change. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in geography from the University of Memphis. My favorite part was physical geography because it is the science of climatology. There has always been climate change. There have been five major ice ages since 2 billion years ago. The last ice age was 50,000 years ago. Humans were alive on Earth at that time. The correct assumption is that we are headed into the next ice age. They lie to us, facilitated by our own ignorance. In the media, not a day or event goes by that is not blamed on anthropogenic climate change. They say all of us humans exhaling carbon dioxide, plus all of the carbon dioxide released in burning fuels, is creating the climate change that that we must get under control or go extinct. This is an atheistic approach, suggesting that only man can control the climate when clearly we cannot. The only solution is the Green New Deal, where 7.5 billion human beings are murdered so that the very inefficient and polluting solar and wind energy can be used. Inefficient because the sun doesn't shine all day and the wind does not always blow. The truth is in understanding how ice ages begin. They begin when the Earth naturally heats up and melts the ice caps and glaciers. This creates a lot of freshwater runoff near the poles. What makes the New England and the Europe livable is the warm Gulf Spring stream that keeps winters relatively warm and summers hot. The melting fresh water is lighter than salt water in the warm Gulf Stream, so it pushes the warm water deep, leaving the cool water on top. The way that the sheets of ice are built is that you have a normal winter snow, but the summers are not hot enough to melt all of the snow. It gradually accumulates into an ice shelf. I experienced this over the past 3 years in Maine. In 2018, I went there for a summer and sweated and could swim in the lakes. In 2019, I didn't sweat as much but could still swim. In 2020, I had to wear a sweater and it was too cold to swim in the lakes. This is the trend that you would expect going into an ice age. The climate change that the politicians are talking about is built upon a foundation of bad science. I would call it a political religion because it is rigged science. Only 3% of climatologists agree with the politicians that they are the only ones who can get their research papers published. If you don't agree with climate change, if you discover hard facts that climate change is not real, or the anthropogenic climate change, your paper doesn't get published, no matter how solid your work is and how solid your research is. It is not science, but political dogma. It is meant to create fear that mankind will perish if we don't do as they say. Fear and control, they go together. If you read the Green New Deal, they make it sound as if climate change affects people of color and traditionally disadvantaged communities the most. All you have to do is look at the map of the ice ages. It affects Europe and North America the most. Do they really think all the people of color are stupid? Well, they are Marxist Democrats, so they think that these people are stupid. They want them to immigrate to the white lands because of the heat, leaving their lands for the global elites to move into when the North country turns to ice. It is a bait-and-switch game. The Marxist Democratic Party racists have nothing but disdain for the people they purport to champion. The so-called science is based not on fact, but upon cherry-picked data. For example, their models are based on the Earth making the same revolution around the sun each year. In fact, the Earth, on its journey around the sun, never crosses the same point in space twice. Huh. It is always different. That's not figured into the equations for climate change. It is not a set trajectory. It changes each time. Also, their model has the Earth on the same axis of rotation each year when the axis changes every year. The north and south magnetic poles are forever moving. Add to that solar maximums and minimums. They are not predictable, so they are not included in the climate change models. All of these, revolution, rotation on the axis, and the solar maximums, have a very big impact on climate. There are hundreds of other factors involved in climate. Statistically, you can cherry-pick data to give you the results you want to fool people with. Climate change is dogma that requires you to suffer, obey, and exterminate most of us. To the Christians in the audience, this is atheistic dogma because it says only humans can control climate because there is no God to control these things. This scam is old. It is not even original. It is the Chicken Little fable where the sky is falling. We must act. It is about money also. The new entrepreneurs are selling us the green energy boondoggle. They want all of the money that the petroleum industry is making now, but they want you to pay more for less efficiency, while irrevocably polluting the planet with chemicals like thionyl chloride, which, once it enters the environment, will never leave. And these are put in the batteries to store
Correct.
This energy.
Yeah, and think of your electronic vehicle fleets. Think of your Teslas and all the other electro vehicles.
Oh, yes.
The pollution is huge. And people always forget the amount of energy it takes, polluting energy, to create these cars. You don't think about that. And then to get rid of the trash.
20 million tons
per
year of coal are used to make solar panels for a year. That's very green, isn't it? What
sure.
does your electric car battery have in common with nerve gases? They use the same chemicals to make them. Thionyl chloride is used to make nerve gases. And the most efficient lithium batteries are lithium thionyl chloride batteries. Okay, so if your electric car catches on fire, get away. Do not inhale the smoke because it's deadly. Okay. Yes, everything the government tells you is a damned lie. Okay. So let me get on to what's going on in the world. Arming Ukraine and the hell to come. The billions of dollars worth of military equipment that the U.S. and NATO are sending to Ukraine is a black market bonanza. I told you that the Ukrainians are selling these weapons on the black market to private individuals on the dark web, to Islamic terrorists, to nations at war, to criminal organizations, but they will also sell them to Russian soldiers. They have already bought a HIMARS multiple rocket system in the Donbass. The Russians bought it from the Ukrainians.
The Russians, but the Uke Army sold off one of the 12, they say they have a dozen, HIMARS rocket launchers from the U.S., and they sold it to the Russians? This is hysterical.
They sold it to the Russians because the Russians got the money to pay for it. This is a boon to Russia because all of the West's top line weapons are being sent to Ukraine and Russia's getting them.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is funny.
My Ukrainian contact explained it as such. Ukrainian leadership and oligarchs take the best stuff as soon as it crosses from Poland and diverts it to the black market. They know they will lose, but pressure NATO to send ever more because they will come out of this war filthy rich. Some is sent east to the front. Lower-ranking military then takes their share to sell on the black market. Further on, Ukrainian soldiers take valuable parts such as the batteries that power javelins, stingers, and British in-laws. Most weapons that reach the front line are trash and more than often not functional. However, we keep sending state-of-the-art military weapons that Russia does not know much about. So Russia advertises a premium if anyone will sell them some. They actually broadcast into the Ukrainian lines sell. If anybody has some neat American equipment or European equipment, we'll give you top dollar for it. The Ukrainian leadership started selling these weapons like the HIMARS directly to the Russian army. The Russians already destroyed two of the 8 HIMARS already delivered and purchased one of them from the Ukrainian army. Soldiers at the front see this, so they approach the Russians under truce and offer to sell them any weapons they get from the West. They intend to leave the front as soon as possible, and they need money to escape Ukraine to freedom. He has seen Ukrainian troops approach Russian soldiers under a white flag and make deals on NATO ship weapons. Included in the deal is that Russia will help them escape Ukraine. So you can see why Ukraine heaped a lot of hatred on the U.S. Congresswoman Victoria Spars, I think she's of Ohio, who suggested that Congress create some oversight on the weapons and aid being sent to the Ukraine. Spars is Ukrainian, but Ukraine wrote a letter to the pedophile Marxist Joe Biden telling him that Ukrainian women, even in the U.S. Congress, need to shut up. They know nothing of war. Ukrainian women, even in the U.S. Congress, need to shut up. Okay. So Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu stated some of the foreign weapons supplied by the West to Ukraine is spreading throughout the Middle East region and also end up on the black market. So even he acknowledged. Interpol Chief Jürgen Stott also expressed concern about how many weapons are making it into the black market from Ukraine. Ukraine's Financial Investigation Service says that it has uncovered numerous cases where humanitarian and even military aid provided by the West has been appropriated and sold at a profit inside the country. So it is not just outsiders complaining of the plunder of Western aid. The Russians say it, the Ukrainians say it, and Interpol says it. The Wall Street Journal published an article on July 13th stating that, quote, once U.S. equipment is handed over to the Ukrainian government, U.S. officials said they have little direct knowledge of where the material goes, relying solely on the Ukrainian government for that information. Czech Minister of Defense Jana Chernikova said, it's hard to avoid trafficking firearms. We didn't achieve it in former Yugoslavia and probably won't avoid it in Ukraine. And these weapons from Yugoslavia, that's where a lot of hand grenades ends up, in like Sweden, being thrown into cars and stuff. A problem we don't have here in America yet. There seems to be a consensus that we are flooding the black market in weapons and ammunition. It is not a suspicion. It is a well-witnessed fact. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime has promised to keep sending military equipment to Ukraine for years. Looks like the money that Ukraine spent on buying the Biden family is paying off dividends at the taxpayers' expense. This is international corruption on a grand scale. Russia claims that the American assistance to Ukraine only serves to prolong the conflict, cause more death and destruction of Ukraine, and that the U.S. intends to fight Russia to the last Ukrainian. This is an official U.S. policy of the intentional genocide of the Ukrainian people. Russia says that that it just does not prolong the war, but also risks a direct military conflict between Russia and NATO. Russia will decide when it has had enough. They have repeatedly warned the West against these arms shipments. So the ultimatum has been given. Russia can announce it has had enough by nuclear clouds going over American cities. Russia has promised to nuke the United Kingdom first, along with the USA, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
Yeah.
The intention is to let Europe see that what a nuclear war looks like and see if they still have the stomach for a nuclear war in Europe. Europe was Russia's biggest trading partner. The U.S., U.K., Australia, and New Zealand hardly trade at all with Russia. Even if the USA goes to war elsewhere, like China, the U.S. military will exhaust all of its ammunition within 2 weeks because we have shipped it all to Ukraine, plus what we abandoned in Afghanistan, $85 billion worth of modern equipment. Defense analyst Lieutenant Colonel Vershinin, he's an American, said that America can't wage war any longer because the industrial base of America has been wiped out over the past 2 decades because the USA has outsourced its industry to China and Mexico. Just think, Russia and China already have hypersonic missiles. So does North Korea. But the USA has failed to make a hypersonic missile work. Plus, a poll by Foreign Policy Journal of U.S. soldiers showed very low confidence in being able to immediately go to war and win. Only 14% of enlisted troops say they could win a war right now. 20% of warrant officers said we could go to war and win now. But 40% of the generals think that they could go to war immediately and win. They're so out of touch with reality. Why would they believe this? We have not won a war in decades. It gets worse. Under Operation Anime, a program to enlist more troops, they snub white male enlistees and whitewash war crimes to trick more social justice warriors to enlist. They have this problem because more than 260,000 U.S. troops are set to get dishonorable discharges starting this month for COVID vaccine refusal. That is 13% of all our military forces. They cannot replace them. but
never.
They're going to kick him out for disobeying anyway.
Right. Yep.
So German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht said that Germany will not ship more weapons to Ukraine because she refuses to plunder the German military to give arms to Ukraine. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime knows that Ukraine will lose and that Russia-NATO war will soon break out. How can we tell? Because the U.S. has advised all Americans to leave Ukraine as soon as possible and advise American citizens not to travel to Ukraine. That means they know something big's going to happen very soon. Okay.
Oh, when you start seeing first diplomatic corps and then general citizenry told to get out of a country,
yeah.
Doesn't get any more clear than that.
Yeah. This is what you tell your citizens when you know that a country is going to fall. I've witnessed this myself. Only I had to stay after the fall of the friendly regime to report on developments. Sure enough, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu went to the Donbass the day after U.S. announced for U.S. citizens to leave to order a massive offensive to break the Ukrainian trenches on the Donetsk front. Up to now, Russia has said that it is not fighting full force, but is now going to take off the kid gloves. Their tactics are direct. The Ukrainians are dug in well. They've had 8 years to dig in. So the Russians will bring more artillery and air power to play, even using thermobaric missiles to empty out the trenches. Thermobaric bombs are great for dug-in positions because when they go off, they suck all of the oxygen out of the air and suffocate people that are not even in the explosion. I've seen this with my own eyes. The Russians try to weaken specific areas that they can exploit with tanks and troops, creating a salient in the enemy lines and expanding outwards. They did this to great effect in the Popsnaya salient to capture all of Luhansk province. This is it, folks. The war is escalating. Last week, Democrat U.S. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, an Army lieutenant colonel, said, and I quote, "The American people need to understand the seriousness of the situation that the Biden administration and leaders in Washington has put us in. The great threat we face, which is the reality that this war is continuing to escalate. President Biden himself says he has no idea when or how it is going to end. But we know where this escalation leads. It brings us closer and closer to the brink of a nuclear war with Russia." She emphasized that U.S. leaders were treating the risk of provoking direct war with Russia as if it is nothing. They have been making plans on how they can continue to wage this war from an underground bunker. This is the seriousness of the threat that we face and how crazy and disturbing it is that the President Biden and people in his administration can be so nonchalant about how they are the ones who are continuing to drive this forward. Now, this is all unquote. So this is all what she said. She said of Biden's Saudi Arabia trip that it exposes what a complete farce his whole autocracy versus democracy foreign policy is. While Biden proclaims that we must support Ukraine to save democracy, the president will meet with autocratic dictators to seek their help in the anti-Russia campaign. It is a sham. It is a lie that the American people need to see straight through and hold leaders accountable for that lie and for the cost they are bringing on to the American people and, frankly, to the world the further they escalate this war. The lying, genocidal, pedophile Marxist Biden regime is, in fact, an existential threat to the United States, the world, and humanity. He's not just a guy to laugh at. The people behind him are going to kill us and kill lots of us, okay? There's nothing funny about Biden. He is the epitome of evil, okay? We used to run destabilization programs to make other nations need our help and blackmail them into obedience. I regret to say that I took part in many of those destabilization programs, so I know they exist. The Ukraine is the mother of all destabilization operations. It is destabilizing the world. Do they know this? Yes, they do. since COVID was not strong enough to create the conditions for the Great Reset, and because people are less likely to fall for another such scam, the Ukraine destabilization campaign is not just the result of arrogant and ignorant people. It is the pedophile Marxist Biden regime's plan to destroy the world economy and genocide 7.5 billion people in a nuclear war with its follow-on anarchy, crime, famine, and pestilence.
Who are you quoting from, Mitch? Wait, excuse me. Who was that a quote?
Let me see. That was, that was my knowledge.
Okay, all right. Now, you're right, but 7.5 billion aren't going to die from a nuclear war. 5 billion have already been injected. And however many of that 5 billion figure received the real bioweapon, spike protein injection, they're already dead. They're still walking around, but they're going to die. And that was in a video from the CCP that was smuggled out. This is the nuclear war will take
a...
The residual radiation and all that?
The nuclear war isn't going to kill 7.5 billion people.
No.
It is the disruption that it causes. It's the famine. When people are starving,
everything is
trash.
No electricity,
and with this shot, all those people do not have immune systems. How are they going to deal with the pestilence that follows? Then the Great Reset can happen so that we can all own nothing and be happy. It will also accomplish the Great Replacement because the majority of the nuclear war will happen in white and Asian areas. The thing about the satanic Zionists is everybody is just cattle, and they will rule the world regardless of which side wins. They are always on all sides. That is their backup plan. All of the weapons being pumped into Ukraine and sold on the black market will ensure wars in the global south, which will not be as directly affected by nuclear war. But it will become a hellish wasteland thanks to your tax dollars. The taxes you pay for is used for mass murder. It is the gift that keeps on giving, because when America is gone, the weapons that you paid for will still be used to murder people. The pedophile Biden regime says that Washington will continue its support for Kiev to defeat Moscow. They have let the cat out of the bag. This is an American declaration of war against Russia. The stark hyperbole of the brain-dead Biden saying that Moscow must suffer a strategic failure, that Russia's assault on Ukraine is a challenge to the peace and stability everywhere in the world, is psychological projection. He is projecting on Russia what the United States and is guilty of. Ask any Latin American, African, or Asian who has kept peace away from these countries, and they will tell you the U.S. is guilty of that. And it is imperative for world peace that U.S. fails strategically. This is what they're saying in foreign newspapers, in Latin America, Africa, Asia. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said that we are already in World War III. He stated that we should understand that amid the world war, because all the talk that it is a regional or local war must be dropped. The entire Western world is fighting against Russia via Ukrainians. It is a global conflict. Vučić, who has got close ties to Putin, also said, "I know what awaits us. As soon as Vladimir Putin has done with his work in Siversk, Bakhmut, and Soledar, after reaching the second line, Slavyansk, Kramatorsk, and Arvika, he will soon come up with a proposal. And if they, the West, don't accept
this is important. This is important. Go ahead.
And they won't. All hell will break loose. So the Luhansk People's Republic is completely liberated. And when these other objectives are met, the Donetsk People's Republic will be completely liberated. This will be the end of Russia's special military operation. You see, Russia has not mobilized its armed forces, nor has it declared war on Ukraine. When they do, NATO will go into a frenzy of virtue signaling that will set off the nuclear war against the Five Eyes nations. Here is a rift between the Five Eyes and the rest of Europe. Francis McClellan is seeking to end the conflict before it spirals into a full-blown World War III, where France would be directly involved in hostilities. His intelligence agencies have told him that the fighting will intensify by the end of summer, leading Macron to say that the end of summer and fall will be very harsh. Macron also said that Russia was using oil as a weapon in an energy war against Europe. Although we all know from the news that it was Europe and NATO that cut off Russian fuel to Europe and not the other way around. So, when will the nuclear war begin? Russia and China have the initiative. They are winning the political and economic war against the West. If China and Russia do not take the West down now, the West will take them down, and they will never have the opportunity to break Western power like they do right now. It will not come again for generations, if at all. They know this. This is why Russia and China both say they cannot fail now. So the nuclear war can begin any day. Everything is in place for it to happen. Ukraine has agreed not to use advanced U.S.-supplied missiles on Russian territory. Russia has clarified to the U.S. that Crimea and the Crimean Bridge are Russian territory, and any attack on them with American missiles will put Russia in direct war with America. The U.S. knows that Russia has issued an ultimatum and that this is not acceptable and will precipitate war between the USA and Russia. Ukraine has said that they can attack Crimea and the Crimean Bridge with American missiles, arguing that it's Ukrainian territory. American General Philip Breedlove, NATO ex-commander, is encouraging Ukraine to blow up the Crimea Bridge, saying it is crucially important to Russia, so it would be a great target. Russian Congressman Andrei Klyushas said that threats from the Ukrainian junta to attack Crimea and the Crimean Bridge only confirm the denazification and demilitarization must be carried out throughout the whole of Ukraine. Otherwise, wow, there will always be a threat to our territory and our citizens and infrastructure. Russian Congressman Mikhail Sheremet stressed that the attack on Crimea or the Crimean Bridge by Ukraine using any weapons would be followed by a crushing blow to the Kiev junta that it will never recover from. Sheremet said that the United States, which supplies lethal weapons to Ukraine, will also bear responsibility for the provocation towards Crimea. Russia will not play nice with its enemies if the U.S. decides to join the ranks. We can have the opportunity to put in place the American authorities who have already crossed all red lines, okay? So keep this in mind. This is important. We have crossed every single red line that Russia put on us.
Oh, okay? and rubbed Russia's face in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anytime they can do it. Dmitry Medvedev said that the Ukraine would face Judgment Day if they strike Crimea or the bridge.
These are terminal statements, friends. These are terminal statements.
That the Ukrainian leadership would meet their maker should they attack Crimea. If Ukraine attacks Crimea or this bridge, the day of judgment will come to all of them simultaneously, a swift and hard one. What does that sound like?
Yeah.
That sounds like nukes.
Medvedev
said that the Ukrainian leaders are willing to fight Russia to the last Ukrainian, but this will backfire and lead to the collapse of the existing political regime. Let me make this clear, says Medvedev. Russia will nuke the USA, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand to end the Anglo-Saxon world and its plague upon humanity. Just any day now, the Ukrainians can attack Crimea.
As soon as Zelensky gets the go-ahead from whomever to attack the bridge or Crimea, they'll turn the HIMARS will do it, but they'll turn the rest of their military into sinking Russian ships with American Harpoon missiles. And look, we are to be sacrificed. I hope all of you understand that. We don't matter. We matter to Putin more than our own alleged leadership. But we need, this country, historically, needs to be taught a lesson. And it's going to happen. We cannot keep doing this to people. And by I say we, it's our government. We haven't thrown them out. They're interlopers. They're criminals. They're frauds. They're pedophiles. They're perverts. They're everything you can imagine. But they are driving us into our own graves. They are doing it.
And Americans are not out in the streets protesting. They could be out in the street protesting the Vietnam War, which wasn't going to lead to a nuclear war. But now they're facing nuclear war. And where's the Americans in the streets saying, no war? The Ukraine doesn't mean anything to the USA. You don't get anything from them. They're not a vital interest. They're a vital interest to the Biden family because they got paid $20 million to make it a vital interest to them. Okay? If
right.
people can't understand, this is a war created by personal corruption. Okay? So just any day now, the Ukrainians can attack Crimea or the Crimean Bridge, meaning they will nuke the Five Eyes and very likely use tactical nukes on Ukraine. The nuclear war is in Ukraine's hands now. We gave them the weapons Russia said not to give them. So any attack by American missiles on Russian territory, including Crimea or the Crimean Bridge, will result in the death of 90% of American citizens. Is this what we are willing to risk to support a totally non-vital Ukraine? That's not even a democracy. That's not even free. Okay, so my son has...
Zelensky just outlawed... Zelensky outlawed all opposition political parties, all opposition television stations. They're gone. It's a total dictatorship. The guy is just another Lenin, Stalin. He's a butcher. It's crazy.
Yes.
And a cocaine addict on top of it.
And a sexual pervert, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my son has quit his very lucrative job in Albuquerque to move to a cabin in the mountains far away from the nuclear target that Albuquerque is. Half of all our nuclear weapons are stored at Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque. The other half is stored at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's giving up his apartment in town. We want to be out of the city by August 1st. We feel that we are cutting it close. I've made arrangements to continue my research and monologues from a safe place. In fact, I have been somewhat anxious to get out of town. Things are just too close, too uncertain.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
We are prepared to defend ourselves from the masses of looters who are going to steal other people's supplies because they were too ignorant or too lazy to prepare themselves. We have a select group of others who would join us in defense from criminals. So, I don't think that we've done enough, and maybe you can't do enough. But if you can do as much as you can to prepare for what's coming, you know, any preparation at all will be beneficial towards you. Okay, just sitting at home watching TV, well, you'll see there'll be a flash of light and you'll be gone. Okay, it's that simple. So. This is where our government is taking us. What this is, if you look at all of this, if you look at the things they talk about the medical industry, you know, they tried to scare you. I mean, just think about this. It's like when I was a little kid, you went to a doctor when you felt bad or there was something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now they went.
Well,
to
actually, when we were kids,
every 6 months,
Mitch, when we were kids, the doctors often came to us.
That's true. They did. They would come to your house. But now they want to sit in their office, have you come in twice a year, charge you $200-$300 for that
visit. An unnecessary physical exam, yes, and a lot of blood work.
With nothing. And if you have a problem, they're never available if you have a problem. Your doctor is not available for you if you have a problem. And he's not even going to inform the emergency room of what your issues are. Okay, and when you go into the emergency room and you tell them what your health history is and all that, it's falling upon deaf ears. Okay,
you got it.
You're just lucky. They are so arrogant that they know what's wrong with you. You would have no idea. The last thing they do is listen to you. Okay, so you know, then we have the thing of the hubris of saying we've got the most powerful military on earth. We don't. Okay, we definitely don't. Okay, and then to use climate change to disrupt our lives, cause inflation, cause gas prices to go up, Yeah, it's no sweat for the people that go to Davos, Switzerland. But you know what? It's a big sweat for us little people out here. They have to live on a salary or something, okay?
You got it.
It means something to us, okay? And actually, if you stop and think about it, what this war is over is, on one level, it is over the Green New Deal versus the way things have always been. Now Europe is even saying that coal-fired power plants, that's green energy. So see how their mind works? It's like if it's expedient, then it's okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's no moral base. They just shift like the winds blow this way, blow that
right,
way.
It's just
whatever.
Making up fake
narratives.
They just
pronounce.
I mean,
yeah. They go ahead. Yeah.
The fake narrative of CRT is creating a racism in this country that I never saw in my whole life. I grew up in the Grant Jim Crow South. And I will assure you that relations between white people and black people were better then than they are here now in America today.
Oh, okay? Absolutely.
And that's
correct.
Because of identity
totally
politics.
Yep.
You know, they are stirring it up. The Democrats, they are the racists. They are the sexists. They are the white supremacists. They,
and blacks are their, dupes.
Everybody else is doing is what they are.
And blacks are their dupes. Blacks are their dupes.
Yep.
They use blacks.
They are.
The communists, always.
They just over and over and over again. I mean, I don't know how they can have so many elections and they can get stiffed every time, yet they still vote for the Democrats. You know?
I think that's changing a little bit, but now we have the issue of utterly fraudulent elections, so who the hell knows who's voting for whom, really.
Well, yeah, I think
elections are, you can see those results.
They've got it now. It's a year past the last election. It's a couple years past. So now they've settled in. The narrative is that it was a free and fair election, period. There's no
people have accepted this fraud, this unelected fraud. This pedophile pervert as president.
During the election day, I could tell that they were cheating, you know? And I have a little bit of an advantage on that, okay, in that I speak Spanish, and I go sit and stand in the election line, and I see all the non-citizens voting. I see them voting.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? You know what the penalty for that is? Well, one time I went to tell one of the voting monitor people, and he said if I didn't shut up, they would call the police and have me hauled away for disturbing the polling place. He said it's a federal crime. Okay, the truth is a federal crime. Okay, the truth is a federal crime.
And how many people were involved in stealing the last presidential election? Thousands and thousands.
Sure. And you can tell that vote in Virginia, they had 600,000 votes to go to the Democrats. But you know what? They underestimated how many people were going to vote for the Republican. And his issue, he ran on the issue of you not being able to talk to the school board about what they're teaching your kids. He said parents should have some say in what their kids are taught. That is what won him the election. Okay. Whereas while for Northam went around saying, oh, this is just Trump stooge, a vote for this guy is a vote for Trump. Well, people were sick and tired of hearing about Trump.
True.
So that was a bad tactic. I mean, they in other words, this is what happens, Jeff, is they create a lie, okay? And then they forget that they created this lie. And just as a matter of months later, they believe the lie is the absolute truth when they're the ones who created the lie. But they believe their own lies. So they're like in this self-deception loop. And that's why you can't get them out of it. They won't snap out of it because they have to compound their deceptions in order to deal with the deceptions that they have already created. So everybody knows that the Democrats don't have a prayer of winning a fair election in 2022. But, well, if we're here in 2022,
it's a reasonably big if.
We are here.
Yeah.
But yeah. But if we're here on election day, okay, they will cheat so blatantly. Something will happen where they can load the ballot, you know, harvest ballots and stuff, just like they did last time. They'll declare some emergency of some sort. Something will happen. Maybe if they can just goad Russia into a nuclear war, then under emergency powers, they won't hold an election. And the Congress that they have now is the Congress that they'll keep.
Wow. It's all so corrupted. It's so distorted. It's so perverted. All of it. Name me one part that's not.
A lot of people don't realize that the war between Russia and the United States is a war between good and evil. And it is Russia that is good. It is America that is evil. Russia doesn't allow their kids to be taught LGBT stuff and gender stuff in third grade, or the joys of anal sex in third grade, like here in America. I think Russia is therefore a more moral country. China is an atheist country, but they have more morality than America has. They wouldn't put up with this moral crap in China. They don't accept that. You know, they don't want their kids taught that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at woke Americans. They even have a name for them, Bai Shuo. You know, it's pejorative. They make fun of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not of us, but of the woke people. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways,
all right, my friend. You're a week and a half away from getting out to safety. I think you'll make it. Keep at the...
I'm working hard.
Yeah, keep at the task. You need to get away from urban areas. You'll get there. You're okay. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you next week, Mitch. Thank you. Superb.
Okay.
Good night. Mitchell Henderson. All right, little pause. Be right back with David Oates from Australia. Reverse speech next.